Shabbos morning davening, the special editions we have for Shmon Esrei, which we've been discussing the last few times, is really very interesting. I'm just going to bring up 3 points. We say, Yismach Moshe Manas Chalko, and Moshe should be joyful in his part. Kievet Nemon Karaslo. So first of all, what was Moshe's special portion that we're referring to? Furthermore, what's Moshe specifically connected to Shabbos? Moshe's everything. But why specifically are we emphasizing Moshe? And finally, at the end of that, we speak a lot about Har Sinai. Bamdola Fanechal Har Sinai. Moshe stood in front of you on Har Sinai, and he got 2 tablets, Shnei Luchas Avanim Hario B'Yado, and it was written on those things, Shmir Shabbos. So why, what's Moshe's chelik, what's Moshe's special portion? Why is Moshe connected to Shabbos so specifically? And finally, why are we talking about Har Sinai here? Why are we talking about the giving of the Torah here in the Shabbos morning? So, first of the simple shot and why Moshe, what was Moshe's portion? Yismach Moshe, I was taught this by Sodom Mefarshim, do in fact say this. Yismach Moshe minus Chelko, Moshe was happy with his portion. What was his portion? Kevin Neman Karaslo. The fact that you called him a trustworthy servant. That was the greatest portion could be. Mefarshim said, there's nothing greater than that. What's the greatest Shabbat, the greatest praise someone could be? He's brilliant, he knows a lot. He's amazing. The greatest praise one could have is that he is a true servant to God. I think we all appreciate that. Okay? So that's his portion. What is the special connection between Moshe and Shabbat? Very interesting. So the Mefarshim bring a medrash that says like this. When Moshe was young, he saw the sufferings and the travails of the Jewish people. Of course, he was in where? Paro's palace, right? Living a nice life. But he went out to his brothers, saw that they had things difficult. And he saw they were working, guess how many days a week? 7. And he said, this is too much. And he went to Paro and he said to him, Paro, this is not the way to run people. You're going to drive them to the ground. Give them a day off. Guess which day Moshe decided said to Paro to give the Jewish people off? The 7th day. In fact, it says Moshe, when Hashem gave Shabbos, Moshe was happy that it was Hiskimu Dato L'Dasa Mokam, that he got it right, which I don't know what. Yeah, he thought maybe to give them Sunday or Friday. I don't know what the Havamina was. But anyway, but that's why we got Moshe even in the Egypt because of Moshe. And therefore, we mentioned that. Finally, what are we talking about Har Sinai here? So I'm going to tell you guys a tremendous secret. This is found in the Tor. And I saw the Gra brings it down and talks about it also, which is very important. It says there are 3 Shabbosim. In all of history, there are 3 central Shabbosim. What's that? Optional, off, in. No. What are the 3 central Shabbosim in all of history? What do you think? What's the first one? Shabbos Bereishis, right? The Shabbos that started it all. What a special day that was. What's the second special Shabbos? The Shabbos of Matan Torah. Torah was given on Shabbos. The different discussions of when it was. Was it the 6th, 10th? But Shabbos was given on, excuse me. Shabbos was given, the Torah was given on Shabbos. And finally, what's the other Shabbos we're referring to? This Yom Shikula Shabbos, extra, right? The day, finally, those 3 Shabbosim. And guess what? The Gra says the reason we have 3 Shmon Esreis, right, which are changed, the only time in the whole year, we're going to see it, Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say the same Shmon Esrei. Yom Kippur, same Shmon Esrei. Sukkot, same Shmon Esrei. One day a year, we say a different Shmon Esrei, and we do it every week, is Shabbos. Why? So Gaon says because each of the Shmon Esreis correlates and corresponds and calibrates, try some more C's, with one of those Shabbosim. Friday night, we'll talk more about that next time, but Friday night corresponds to which one? Shabbos Bereishis, historically. Shabbos day corresponds to which one? The Shabbos of Matan Torah. And finally, Mincha talks about the Shabbos of Lasid Lavo. So therefore, according to that, it makes a lot of sense that we're discussing and talking about Matan Torah, because this Shabbos, this on Shacharis, there's a special sensitivity to this idea of Shabbos of Matan Torah.